What new window?
The bay window that Mrs. Wilson said you were getting.
Have I told you not to slam? Are those the clean overalls I put on you this morning?
I put them on, Mom. All you did was hand them to me.
Never mind that. How did it get that way?
On account of Mr. Wilson's got a dirty treat.
Ask her.
Oh, yeah. Is it 10 o'clock yet?
Just about.
Oh, boy!
Wait a minute, fellas. I've got a lot of figuring to do.
Gee whiz, Dad. This is the day Captain Blast is going to land on Mars.
And the Mars guy's got a real mean king, and he's real mean in everything.
All right, keep the sound low.
Tommy, did you just sit in some mud?
Yeah, Mr. Mitchell, but it's okay. I just now washed it off with the hose.
Well, boys and girls, how do you like that? The Martians have locked me in my own spaceship. Say, maybe Lieutenant Peep has an idea. You know, sometimes these little people from Venus see obvious solutions that we Earth people miss. Lieutenant Peep, can you think of a way out of our dilemma? I'm getting his thought ways. Why, that's a wonderful idea, Lieutenant. Boys and girls, Lieutenant Peep has a wonderful idea, and we'll tell you all about it right after this word from our sponsor.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. I'll wait till Captain Blast is finished.
Oh, that's all right, Martha. Do you know what that middle-aged nincompoop is telling the poor kids today?
Well, if he annoys you so, why do you watch him every Saturday?
Because he's so scientifically inaccurate, he fascinates me. He's got those children believing that his partner, a monkey, came all the way from Venus. Ah, he ought to be horsewhipped. I tell you, Martha, if I ever...
Now, George, it's only fantasy. After all, the fairy stories we learned as children didn't hurt us any.
Well, if I could find legal grounds, I'd sue that fathead.
Oh, George.
Huh?
Mr. Sandy Loomis called. I think he's president of the optical company where you bought your new telescope.
President nothing. He's just an eager beaver clerk. Oh, what do you have to say?
He said he's bringing over the new telescope today.
That's just great.
I thought you'd be pleased. Are you through watching your program?
Forever.
And that's on the corner of First and Maple. And now, boys and girls, here's Lieutenant Peep's plan. I'll tell the Martians that I have a huge private army down on the Earth. Now, of course, the Martians won't believe this, so we'll have to do something to prove it to them. And here's where you come in.
Okay, what should we do?
At 7:30 tonight, and every night this week, right after the sun goes down, I want every blast cadet to fire his terrestrial tracer gun up into the air.
25,
that's
3,
seven.
Carry the 2.
Remember, the little hand will be on 7, and the big hand will be on 6. Remember, the little hand on 7, and the big hand on 6.
18, 14, big hand on 6.
The Martians look down on the Earth tonight and see all these terrestrial tracer bullets being shot up into the air. They'll be frightened at the size of my army, so don't let me down.
We won't. Boy, that Lieutenant Peep sure is smart.
Now, don't forget, shoot those guns tonight.
We won't forget.
Well, let me look. It's my telescope.
Simply checking the adjustments, Mr. Wilson.
After all, this is a Brennabalsen and not a spyglass.
I know what it is, Mr. Loomis. I picked it out and paid for it. If you recall, I traded a smaller telescope in on this one. So I'm not entirely new to the field.
You should see the beautiful penumbra on this sunspot.
Well, let me see.
It's hard to believe that a penumbra could have such majesty.
Well, let me look.
Mr. Wilson, you're jiggling the Brennabalsen.
Oh,
wait until tonight. Wait until tonight when the entire universe is in blossom. Oh, how I envy you. You might even be the very first to see our new satellite.
By golly, I might at that. Has there been any word?
Well, Canaveral thinks it's in orbit. And say, why don't I come over tonight? And
no thanks, Loomis. I can handle it myself. Thanks, and goodbye.
Well, I hate to leave her.
Well, maybe you can come over and visit her someday.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
What a beauty. Oh.
What are you looking through that big pipe for?
I was shooting the sun.
Gee, where do they put the bullets?
Dennis! This is a telescope. It's a very expensive telescope. It's a delicate instrument, so I don't want you anywhere near it, ever.
He was okay. Hey, can you see up to Mars on that telescope, Mr. Wilson?
Yes. Goodbye, boys.
We got a friend that's up there.
Fine, I'll give him your regard. Wait a minute, what friend?
His name is Captain Blast, and him and Lieutenant Peep. He's a Venus guy. Why, they're up there right now.
Lieutenant Peep is not a Venus guy. He's just a plain, ordinary, everyday, run-of-the-mill monkey.
Oh, you're wrong, Mr. Wilson. All of the Venus guys look like monkeys. Sure they do, Mr. Wilson.
All right, boys. You're about to get your first real science lesson. This is a refracting telescope, and in it there's a dark filter so we can look at the sun.
Gee, can we look?
No. Well, all right, but be careful.
Don't let go of the balloon, Mr. Wilson. On account of I don't think Tommy's going to get any shoes for a long time.
Well, how can you worry about a stupid balloon when you're about to look into a real telescope?
It's real easy.
All right, now get up there. That's it. Put your eye right there. Oh, wait a minute. Is your eye clean?
Sure. I ran through your sprinklers a little while ago. Gee!
Impressive, isn't it?
Boy, I'll say, that's the first time I ever saw a round screen.
Round screen. All right, that's all right, Dennis. Now, let Tommy have a look. Here, take this balloon. Here, take this balloon, too. That's it. Now, put your eye. That's it. Well, do you see it?
Yeah. How come it isn't doing anything?
That's the sun, boys. The real sun. It gives us life. It makes the plants grow, the grass, the flowers. And not one of its life-giving rays is wasted.
Then how come it shines on the sidewalk?
We will now take a look at the moon. Lie down, Tommy. Oh, look out, Dennis. Swing you around here. I don't know what that Captain Blast has been telling you, but you'll soon see for yourself that the moon is not made of green cheese, and that the man on the moon is just a figment of great Caesar's ghost. Oh, Dennis, get that silly balloon out of there. Well, you want to see the moon or don't you?
Sure, Mr. Wilson.
All right, here.
Boy!
Now, the moon's not so bright in the daytime, but I'm sure you can see the craters quite clearly. Life is not possible on the moon because of a complete lack of atmosphere. What are you doing, Dennis?
I'm shooting the moon, guys. Pow, pow.
Shooting the moon, guys?
They're real mean, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, go on home, both of you.
Jesus, how come?
Because I think I'm going to be ill. Go on. Shooting the moon, guys.
It's 7:30 yet, Dad?
Just about.
Oh, boy!
7:30 suddenly so important?
He's making Mars safe for Captain Blast by shooting bullets into the air.
Bullets?
Ping pong balls, dear. Special ones that glow in the dark.
Oh, she'll reach almost as far out into space as some of the big telescopes, Martha. You know, rumor says I might even spot the new satellite. Wait till you see the moon through this little beauty.
You look at the moon, dear, and describe it to me.
Martha, I saw it.
Saw what, dear?
I saw the missing satellite. It went past in a west-east orbit. Oh, check those readings. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Time, 7:31. Orbit, west to east. Oh, call the papers.
Where are you going, dear?
To call the papers. Oh, Mitchell. Mitchell.
Good morning, Mr. Wilson. You're up bright and early.
I've been down to the corner to pick up a few extra copies of the paper. Seems there's been a little write-up about me.
Yes, I read it. It's wonderful.
All it says is that I happened to sight that missing satellite on my new telescope last... Oh, you read it.
Breakfast. Congratulations.
Did you read it in the Press Telegraph or the News?
The News.
Oh, the Press Telegraph handled it much better. I'll read what it says.
Mr. Wilson, could we do that later? I'm quite late.
Oh, I'll tell you what. See, I've got it folded to the right place. You can read it at stop signals.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, say, Mitchell, some of the boys from the press are coming over tonight on the chance that I might sight it again. Now, you're more than welcome to attend.
Well, I might do that. What time?
Right after sunset. That's the time to spot satellites, you know.
Well, I'll see you.
Yes. Oh, say, are you sure you don't want an extra copy for the boys at the office?
Thank you. We'll share this one.
All right, Mitchell. I'll see you tonight. Bye.
Got.
Well, I guess it's about that time. She's all in position, ready to go. Shall we see what we shall see, gentlemen?
Is it 7:30 yet, Mom?
Yes, dear.
Hey, where's my gun?
Right where it belongs.
No, it isn't. Look. Gee whiz, Mom. Captain Blast is liable to get killed.
Try looking in the living room.
Yes, those are the same readings.
Maybe the satellite's on daylight saving time.
Well, it wasn't this late last night. Just double check.
Don't slam!
I'm afraid we'll have to be going, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, no, please. Be patient for just a minute. Sit right down there. Look through here. I know it'll come.
No!
Wait a minute. I'm sure I saw something, Fred. It crossed from west to east, a sort of a light.
I know, so did I.
You did?
I did. Right over there.
Pow!
There it goes again.
Dennis?
I'm afraid so, Mr. Wilson. You see, every night at 7:30, he helps Captain Blast out.
What's this, Mr. Mitchell?
Well, it seems that this TV fellow, Captain Blast, is in a little trouble up on Mars. So all of his fans shoot phosphorescent bullets into the air to help him out.
Oh, no!
Henry, Dennis won.
Won what?
The contest. That Captain Blast is coming over here this afternoon. Oh, Dennis will be so thrilled. I'll have to go tell him.
Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter?
Listen to this. Thanks to the scientific investigation of one George Wilson of this city, the mystery of the missing satellite is now cleared up. It emanates every night from a little boy's pop gun. There's more, but I haven't the heart to read it.
People have been laughing at me all day. I never want to see another heavenly body as long as I live. From now on, the sun is nothing but a hot rock. As far as that miserable moon is concerned...
He's hysterical.
I am not hysterical. I just want to get rid of that blasted telescope. So take it back to your store and sell it for whatever you can get.
I just can't bring myself to dismantle her. You take a delicate instrument like this and you put it in crates like...
Just take it back. If you can't sell it, then throw it away.
Please reconsider, Mr. Wilson. After all, this is an age of discovery.
Oh.
Our satellites have gone beyond the sun. Soon we'll know what's on the other side of the moon. Why, I even know a man who's received a radio signal from one of the moons of Saturn.
Morse code, no doubt.
Oh, really? The signal... Look! A man from space!
Really, Loomis, you'll do anything to sell a telescope, won't you?
How could I arrange something like this? Who do we call, the Coast Guard?
Oh, we don't call anybody. The little one's a monkey and the big one's Captain Blast.
Captain Blast?
Gee.
Dennis Mitchell?
Gee!
Lieutenant Pete.
Gee! George, what are you going to do?
That Captain Blast is just as middle-aged as I am. I'm going to take him by the throat and make him admit to Dennis that he's a fraud.
Please, George. He's a hero to Dennis and all the children. You'll break Dennis's heart.
Well, maybe.
After the Venus people found out that I meant them no harm, they invited me to a banquet in one of their tree castles. Well, Dennis, is this your grandfather?
No, sir. This is Mr. Wilson. He got his picture in the paper and everything.
Wonderful. Come and sit down, Mr. Wilson. Join us. You know, it isn't often that we get to visit with a real celebrity like you, is it, Lieutenant?
Then what happened to Captain Blast?
Well, while I was enjoying the banquet, my good friend the professor was exploring the famous caves of Titan. Just as he went around a corner, he suddenly came on two of the snake people.
Were they mean?
Oh, my goodness, Dennis. The snake people are even more terrible than the man-eating butterflies of Mercury.
Gee.
Well, fortunately for the professor, just then a gust of wind came up and blew his hat right off his head.
And that isn't easy when you consider the atmosphere of Titan is mostly ammonia crystals and methane gas.
The professor feels that too much attention to this type of detail spoils the fantasy for the little creatures. They lose interest at this age.
May I say that's only the professor's opinion?
Did the snake guys come back, Captain Blast?
Well, yes, they did. Only this time, the professor knew what to expect.
Lieutenant, get back here!
Here, now. Now, you tell Mr. Wilson you're sorry.
You deliberately stick that monkey onto me.
No, Mr. Wilson, I assure you, I...
He's not a monkey, Mr. Wilson. He's a Venus guard.
Now, you children are going to listen to me for a change.
Don't you want to listen to Captain Blast, Mr. Wilson?
Captain Blast here is never...
He's just back from Mars, Mr. Wilson.
Why, he's never... Well, it's just... Mars is so far away. You can go to any zoo and see a monkey just like... Just like that.
Gee, can you, Captain Blast?
Let's see what Mr. Wilson has to say.
Well, now that I take a better look at the lieutenant here, I think it's safe to say that there isn't another like him in any zoo I've ever seen. I'm sorry I made such a fuss just because a Venus guy jumped on me.
Heck, that's okay. He doesn't care. Call Lieutenant Pete.
Well, now that the professor knew what to expect from the snake people, he got out his ray gun right away and hid behind a big rock. What, Lieutenant? Oh. Lieutenant Pete says to tell you thank you very much.
And then, Martha, I just couldn't bring myself to do it.
I know, dear.
The way Dennis and those other kids looked at him, why, it would have been like pulling the rug out from under Mother Goose.
It would take a pretty mean man to destroy a little boy's legend.
No, partly that, and partly because I remember how I felt when I found out about the Tooth Fairy.
Well, Dennis, what can we do for you?
Oh, Mrs. Wilson. Mr. Wilson forgot his card that Captain Blast left for him.
Oh, what card, Dennis?
This one, Mr. Wilson.
This is to certify that George Wilson has been made an admiral in the Space Fleet Navy. Signed, Captain Blast, countersigned, Lieutenant Pete. Now, how could he make me an admiral if he's only a captain?
George.
Oh. Well, this is just fine, Dennis. Thank you very much.
That's okay. Mr. Wilson?
Yeah?
If you ever buy a pair of shoes and they give you a balloon and you don't want it, can I have it? Mine's busted.
Maybe you can't spend much time with your buddies, but now you can spend twice as much time with your little buddy and the skipper, the millionaire, his wife, and the rest with two episodes of Gilligan's Island coming up next on TV Land's Twice as Nice.